Good to be among God's people. It's always good to have folks that are visiting with us, and we want you to know that we appreciate you being here. It's going to be a beautiful day of life, it looks like, and you could have been elsewhere. You could have been doing what the majority of people in the world are doing, but you chose to be with us this morning. We appreciate that, and we hope that you'll come back and be with us at every opportunity you have. Again, I just want to make mention of you because this virus that's going around and all that, not COVID, but this stomach bug going around it. And I'm going to forego being at the back to shake hands just because I don't want you to have what we've been dealing with. But having said that, if you want to ask questions, don't hesitate to ask a question. If you want to call me or you want to shoot a text to me, if you want to say, I think you missed the mark, I disagree with you. If you want to say, I like that sermon or I don't like that sermon, then that's okay. You can let me know. And either way, be happy to hear from you. If you want to study the Bible, I'd love to do that. And if you want to have a home study, we'd be happy to do that. Either anything that we can to help you know the truth, believe it and obey it, and go to heaven when life is over. We're continuing our study this morning on various ways that are presented in the Bible. Bible roads. Bible ways that we've been talking about. We talked about last week about the broad way. And I mentioned to you last week that this week we would talk about the narrow way. And I appreciate you being ready to hear that lesson and anticipating and appreciate the good feedback. And I appreciate, before I forget to say, I appreciate the brother mentioning me in your prayers. That's encouraging to me. And I hope that you'll continue to remember me and my family. I appreciate that very much. The narrow way, Matthew 7, 13 and 14. There's only two ways upon which we can walk. One is the broad way that we talked about last week that leads to destruction. Broad is the way. Wide is the gate that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. The majority of folks are on that way, and the majority of people are going to be lost. I wish it wasn't that way, but that's the reality of it. So we talked about that way last week. But just as sure as there is a broad way that leads to destruction, there is a narrow way that leads into life everlasting. And I hope that you're on that way this morning. And I hope that if you're not a Christian, realizing that you are not on the narrow way, that you are on the broad way, that you are headed to a devil's hell, that you'll want to do something about it this very day. And don't be on that broad way. You don't have to be on that broad way. A preacher once remarked in a sermon, I appreciate it, and I think it's a valid point, that one of the most sad things about the fact that folks are going to be lost for all eternity is that it did not have to be so. And being lost is in spite of all that God has done for us. Being lost is in spite of God's love and His grace and His mercy and His compassion and His long-suffering. Being lost is in spite of God, of what Jesus has done for us. The example He set before us. Shedding His blood on the cross. Leaving His home in heaven so that we could go there for all eternity when life is over. Being lost is in spite of what the Holy Spirit has done for us, revealing the Word of God that we might know how to become a Christian and live the Christian life and go to heaven when life is over. So it just simply doesn't have to be that way. Most, again, are on that broad way. What about the narrow way? First of all, the text points out for us that its gate is straight. Straight is the gate. Narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. I've often made the point, and I think sometimes we overlook the point, and it's a valid point, that we're not talking about this word. Straight, like a straight line, maybe not perfectly straight, but that's not what we're talking about. The text is talking about this straight. And that means that it is difficult. God never promised that being a Christian would be an easy road to travel. Never did. And it is difficult to go. It is restricted. Now, some folks today think you become a Christian, it's not restricted. There is no restriction to it because, after all, aren't we free? After all, aren't we at liberty? Well, yes, we are free. The truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. Yes, we are at liberty under the perfect law of liberty. Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 2. And James chapter 1 and in verse 25. The law of Christ he talks about in Galatians 6, 2, which is the perfect law of liberty. James 1:25. But it is difficult. You've heard a lot of the Strait of Gibraltar, another place, the Strait. And those ships have to navigate it with a lot of caution because it's narrow. Maybe they're in the wide open water, the wide open sea, and then as they get ready to go through that strait, they've got to be cautious because it's narrow. That's the idea that's presented in Matthew chapter 7, 13 and 14. It's difficult. It's not easy. Have opposition, difficulty, and persecution along the way. And it is restricted. There are things that we cannot do. And there are things that we must be busy about doing. And we cannot do one to the neglect of the other. It's not always about saying, well, I don't do this, I don't do that, and so forth and so on. Well, maybe I do abstain from those things. But am I also, at the same time, doing what God would have me to do? We've got to keep His commandments. I tell you, we live in a religiously divided world where the majority of the religions want you to think that you really don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything to get saved. You don't have to do anything to stay saved. I wish that were the case. That's a pretty easy religion. Don't do anything in order to become a Christian. Don't do anything to stay a Christian. You'll just be all right after a while anyway. But the Bible says in many passages, such as 1 John chapter 2 and then verse 3, and hereby we do know that we know Him if we what? Keep His commandments. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and then verse 9. A lot of passages in the Bible talk about keeping His commandments. For to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things. Not some things, not part, not a few, but in all things. If Paul were writing to you, or writing to us today, could we say that we are obedient in all things? But also, Revelation 22:14, blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may enter into the city through the gates, have right to the tree of life. And so the narrow way has a straight gate. Narrow is the way that leads unto life. I want you to notice and appreciate the fact that it leads to life everlasting. I mentioned to you yesterday, a lady had passed away. A priest at her funeral had the privilege to do that. But she was a member of the Church of Christ. And I mentioned to the family and to those present, if there's anything that makes it easier to say bye to those that we care about, it is when one dies in the Lord, having been a member of the Church of Christ. That makes it easier. I'm not saying that it's easy in all areas. We know that it's not. But it makes it easier from the standpoint that we don't have to sorrow for that individual having died in the Lord as we would for those who die out of the Lord. Revelation 14, verse 13. In 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 and following, it leads to life everlasting. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear His voice and come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation, the Lord said in Matthew 5, 28 and 29. These shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal, Matthew 25, verse 46. The wages of sin is death. You know the rest of that? But the gift of God. By the way, when folks want to, and we'll talk about this from that book of Acts, chapter 2, when folks want to make a lot of ado about what is the gift of the Holy Spirit, understand that the gift of Christ is talked about, the gift of God is talked about. But the gift of God is what? Not God Himself, a personal little indwelling. But the gift of God is eternal life. And so I hope we appreciate that. That we can have eternal life. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called. 1 Timothy 6 and then verse 12. In hope of eternal life, which God hath promised, the God that cannot lie promised, Titus 1 and then verse 2. We have eternal life. Over and over the Bible talks about that. 1 John 2, 25 and 1 John 5, verse 11. I want eternal life, don't you? Do you? If you're on the broad way, do you want eternal life or eternal damnation? Don't answer out loud, but I want you to think about that. This gate is straight, leads to life everlasting. Now notice this. Few there be which go in thereat. Why few? Why not many? Why is it not reversed? Let me give you some reasons. Remember, some things the Bible says about why perhaps it may be few. Let me give you some reasons why few are on the narrow way. First of all, because most don't know the Scriptures. Most people do not know what the Bible teaches. And I'm not saying that to be haughty or arrogant at all. Because there's many things about the Bible that I don't know. And I understand that. I'll be the first to admit that. But most people in the world don't know what the Bible teaches. Now, it's not because God has not given His Word. We know that He has. He's given us His Word. It's not because God has not given us a Word that is too difficult to be understood because we can understand it, Ephesians 5:17. It's not because God does not want us to understand it. Because God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy 2:4. But why is it that a lot of people are on the narrow way? Because they don't know the Bible. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," as I mentioned earlier, John 8, verse 32. "You do err not knowing the Scriptures nor the power of God," Jesus told some religious leaders in Matthew 22 and in verse 29. And so a lot of people are on the narrow way because they don't know the truth. They don't know the Scriptures. But also they are on that broad way. Why are most on the broad way? It's because they put their faith in men. They put their faith in all the wrong places except the right place. I don't want you to put your faith in me. In fact, Paul wrote concerning that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, which is an excellent passage when you want to talk to someone who believes that they have the Holy Spirit today and they can work miracles and they can do all these things that they did in the New Testament when gifts of the Spirit was available. Paul said, "When I came among you, my preaching was not with wisdom of men nor excellency of speech, for I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ crucified." Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And my preaching was not with men's wisdom, not with enticing words, but in demonstration and power of the Holy Spirit. And I wrote these things to you that you not... Now, why did Paul among them not speak or preach with excellency of speech or men's wisdom? He gives the reason. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Don't put your faith in men. And a lot of people, as a result of doing that, are on the broad way as opposed to the narrow way. Matthew 15:9, "For in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Don't put your faith in men. If you do, you'll be let down because men are often wrong. But also, many people are on the broad way and few on the narrow way because they go based upon what they feel. And we've recently talked about that. "There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Proverbs 14:12. In 2 Kings 5:11, remember the leprous man? "Behold, I thought that it gets you in hot water each and every time when you go based upon, oh, I thought." Don't go based upon what you think. "Oh, I think I'm saved because I think I had to do this." That won't cut it. You need to be able to say, "I know I'm a child of God because I know I've done what God said to do." Get the point? Don't go based upon what you think. Many are on the broad way, few on the narrow way, because many think that any way will do. Hop on any way. I never will, I don't think, forget hearing a preacher make this point. When folks talk about, well, you know, there's many ways to get to heaven. He said, you know, you'll hear folks talk about, well, I'll use our town as an example. Oh, there's many ways to go from London to Michigan. You can hop on any road you want to and you can get there. Well, that might be so, but guess what the problem is? We're not going to Michigan. We're going to heaven, the home of the soul. And so not every way will do. So when folks say, well, I can get to so-and-so by any destination, well, we're not talking about going to so-and-so. We're talking about going to heaven. There is one faith, Ephesians 4, 3 through 5. One body, one Lord, one God, one hope of your calling. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, John 14, verse 6. Some think that any way will do. Many do. Many are on the broad, few on the narrow, because they desire to be like other people. We've already talked about in this series of lessons, behold, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Exodus 23:2. Don't do what everyone else wants to do. I think about 1 Samuel 8:5. Give us a king that we may be like all the other nations. Don't have a desire, folks, to be like everybody else. Well, look what they're doing down the street. I don't care what they're doing down the street. So far as a model for what we're to do, this is our plan. This is our standard. We care about their soul. But what they're doing is not the standard. We dare not pattern ourselves after the practices of men. But many are on the broad way because they love the world. Few there be that love not the world. John stated in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, as he wrote, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. But a lot of people do. In James 4, 4, the Bible says that whosoever is a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Now, if you want to befriend the world, you need to understand that you're making yourself an enemy of God, contrary to what God wants you to do. Many love darkness rather than light. Here is condemnation, that light has come into the world. And men love darkness rather than the light. John 3, 19. The Lord said that they close their eyes. These people have closed their eyes. Matthew 13, 15. Many people want their itching ears to be scratched. Preacher, what's that scratching, itching ears about? For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fable. But watch on all things. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. 2 Timothy 4, 3 through 5. And many are on the broad and few on the narrow, because they will not search the Scriptures. John 5:39. Search the Scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me. Why are many on the broad and few on the narrow? Because they don't search the Scriptures. Acts 17:11. These were more noble than those of Thessalonica, in that they received with meekness the word. These were more noble than those of Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Many are on the broad way because they don't search the Scriptures. The narrow way. We'll end our sermon with this. We've talked about it. Straight gate leads to life everlasting. Few there be that find it. And remember last week when I gave you a host of reasons, a host of things about the broad way. The broad way is a way of the disobedient and so forth. I gave you several of those, maybe 10 or more. I want to give you a few ways concern the narrow way. A few things concern the narrow way. Those that are on the narrow way are, I'm not going to give you many, just a handful, 10 of them. It's the way of the redeemed. Redeemed has the idea of being purchased or bought back. We're redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. We have redemption in His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, Colossians 1 and in verse 14. The narrow way is the way of the saved. He has saved us, not by works of our own righteousness, by His mercy we are saved. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. It is the way of the sanctified, those that are set apart from the world. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. It is the way of the washed. Now you are sanctified, washed, justified. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. It is the way of the few. Matthew 7, 14. It is the way of the children of God. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 26. It is the way of the heirs and joint heirs with Christ. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him. Romans 8 verse 17. It is the way of the faithful. Be thou faithful unto death and I'll give thee a crown of life. Revelation 2:10. The way of the obedient. Many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Acts 8, verse 6. Or Acts 6, rather, and then verse 7. Last one. It is the way of the steadfast, the unmovable, the always abounding in the work of the Lord type of people. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and then verse 57, 58. I want to be on the narrow way, don't you? To know that when this life is over, you got your ups and downs in life. We all understand that. Sometimes the downs can be pretty difficult. And I guarantee you we'll make heaven all the while worth it more. All the more worth it. Worth it after a while. But folks, if you're here this morning, you're not a Christian, I urge you, I beg you, I plead with you to become a Christian before it's everlasting too late. When it comes your time to depart from this earthly pilgrimage, there's nothing you can do about it then. It'd be too late to say, well, I missed the mark. I'm going to go back and do what I should have done to begin with. Why not just deal with that now and solve that problem by obeying the gospel? Well, preacher, I'm not perfect. No, none of us are. Imperfect people trying to serve a perfect Creator. Preacher, I don't know everything. You never will know everything, but you'll have to continually to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. Will you obey? What must I do to be saved? The Bible's pretty simple on that. Pretty straightforward. Here in the Gospel, Romans 10:17, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, John 8:24. Repenting of your sins, Luke 13, 3 and 5. That means stop doing wrong and do what's right. Confess your faith before men that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Not confess you're a sinner. He already knows that. Not confess your sins, no, you repent of them. But confess your faith in Christ that He is the Son of God. Matthew 10:32. And be baptized for the remission of your sins. Well, preacher, why do I have to do that? Because God said so. Do we really need any more reason than God said so? Mark 16:16. But it's for the remission of sins. Acts 2:38. To wash away your sins by the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 1:5 and Acts 22:16. To be in the one body of the New Testament, which is the Church of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and in verse 13. To be saved. 1 Peter 3, 20 and 21. To be in Christ. Out of Christ there's no hope. Hope in Christ. And you're baptized into Christ. Galatians 3, 26 and following. Well, preacher, I have done that, but I've fallen away. I've not been faithful as I should. What do I do now? Repent of your unfaithfulness. Make confession to God in prayer. 1 John 1, 9. We'll pray with you and for you. Don't delay. Come right now.